great comedian Harold Lloyd. And as many of you, of course, know, he was one of the greatest comedians of the 1920s, the silent era, of course, also the teens and also the 30s. He made movies, talkies. But the 20s was his greatest era. He, in addition to being one of Hollywood's greatest stars at the time, also has a Durango connection in the sense that as a child, he spent many summers here living with his grandmother up on 3rd Street. And his first job was here, working in a place that serviced horses. And by strange coincidence, one of his fabulous cars from the 1920s, a Packard, is owned by a man who lives in Durango and is being restored right now. There was an article I saw, I guess on the internet or perhaps in a local paper. And maybe next year we can invite that wonderful man to bring his car and put it right here on stage. And we play another Harold Lloyd classic. So I just want to give you a answer a few questions before they get asked. And people want to know, of course I should tell you, I do accompany silent movies for a living, which is hard to believe in the year 2016. But people say, well, how do you know what music to play? And are you playing the original score? Or is there such a thing as an original score? And yes, there is. Movies, the very highest priced movies would be issued with a full score. So it would be given to an orchestra, primarily, to play. And everything was written out. Nobody had to think or fuss or do anything. But that was quite rare. Maybe only 10 to 20 movies a year would be released with a full score. The vast majority were released with what's called a cue sheet. And a cue sheet is a listing of every scene in the movie and an indication of what song or piece of music you're supposed to play at that point and for how long you play it. And it will give you a little quote from the music so you knew exactly where to start. Sometimes it wasn't at the beginning of the piece, it could be somewhere in the middle, but this way you knew exactly. And then you would have to assemble the score yourself. That's a lot of work, but that's what accompanists were expected to do back in the silent era. And that's what I did for this film. So thanks to Andrew Green, who the director of the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, he loaned me his original cue sheet, and so I just followed the directions and stirred. And so what you're going to be hearing is the original score as intended by this cue sheet. And so that's what you may very well have heard had you seen this movie in Durango in 1925 at whatever big movie palace must have been here at that time. So with that, we're going to start the movie. It'll start after I sit down, the lights will go out, and if you should have questions afterwards, I'd be happy to talk to you in the back, right by where you can buy me a beer.